After the foot washing, Jesus dipped the sop and he gives it to Judas, who leaves to betray him. We'll continue reading in Matthew 26 and verse 21. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly I say to you, one of you shall betray me." And being sorely grieved, each of them began to say to him, "Am I the one, Lord?" But he answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish, he shall betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, it has been written concerning him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for him that that man had not been born." Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Am I the one, Master?" And he said to him, "You have said it." Now the account in John 13. Verse 18. "I am not speaking of all of you, for I know whom I have chosen in order that the Scripture might be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. I am telling you at this time before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe that I am. Truly, truly, I tell you, the one who receives whomsoever I send is receiving me, and the one who receives me is receiving him who sent me." And as he was saying these things, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, saying, "Truly, truly, I tell you, one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked at one another, wondering of whom he was speaking. Now one of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was leaning on Jesus' chest. And so Simon Peter motioned him to ask who was the one of whom he was speaking. And he leaned back on Jesus' chest and asked him, "Lord, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give a sop after I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, Simon's son. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." But not one of those sitting at the table knew why he had said this to him. For some thought, since Judas had the bag, that Jesus was telling him, "Buy the things we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So then after receiving the sop, he immediately went out, and it was night. And when he was gone, Jesus said, "Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall immediately glorify him." Part 2 of the Passover. Eating the broken unleavened bread. The broken bread symbolizes Jesus Christ carrying our sufferings, our sicknesses, and our sorrows. We begin reading in Isaiah 53 and verse 3. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And all of us like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opens not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When he shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper at his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for transgressors. The Apostle Peter also wrote of this in 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. For to this were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his footsteps, who committed no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When suffering, he threatened not, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins within his own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sins, may live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Luke 22 and verse 19. And Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in the remembrance of me. The Apostle Paul wrote of the same thing in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is being broken for you. This do in the remembrance of me. So at this point, we will stop, bless, and break the unleavened bread, and distribute it to those who are partaking of the Passover.